We may have some visitors, and I'm not going to put them on the spot, but aging is inevitable, true or false? The secret to living a productive life is found in a pill, true or false? It depends on what kind of pill we're talking about. True or false? The secret to living a productive life is found in a drink. You guys are good. Exercise. You're not sure. Let me repeat the question. The secret to living a productive life is found in exercise. Well, we all need to exercise, and by the looks of some of you, we need to, let's go to the time. All right, put the rocks back in your purse. Listen, true or false, the secret to living a productive life is found in heeding what the Lord says. Some of you are still not sure. That is the correct answer. What is the life expectancy of most men? About 72. Brother Barney lived to be 92. We had his funeral a few days ago, but that is not the norm. Ladies, if you're listening, say amen. Amen. Here is the norm. You're going to outlive your husbands by 6 to 8 years. That's because we're under a lot more stress. Randy, that didn't go over really well. You get ready to bail me out. The bottom line is, it doesn't matter whether you're 62, 72, 82, 92, you're not going to live forever in this body. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and then something called the judgment takes place. Now, you can either listen to what I'm about to share with you, and no matter what your age, be productive and fruitful, or I guess you can bury your head in the sand. I've got about 4 or 5 keys that I'm going to share with you that will help you to become more fruitful and live a longer, more, what's the word I'm looking for? Let's just stick with fruitful for the moment. We all are facing sickness. We all face risk when we get up in the morning and go to work, or get up and travel down these highways and hedges. And if you've lived in Montgomery County very long, you know the traffic in this city is absolutely horrible. So even wearing a seatbelt, being focused on your driving, somebody could be drinking and driving, somebody could be texting, somebody could be very inattentive in their driving. I'm amazed at how many people are texting. And y'all see them, they're looking down and they've got their phone, right? Hello, I know none of you would do this. Their phone is right down there in the lap, and then the light turns green, and you look over at them, and they're still... that's called inattentive driving. That'll get you a ticket. Now, here's my point. How many times do we come to church, and we are inattentive? I'll give you an example. I gave you some keys to work with last week. I used this example. I think I drove Trisha's car. I said, I have a white Ford Fusion parked out front. It's locked. How can you gain access into that Ford? And we had a retired deputy sheriff and a knucklehead sits back there on the back pew, and both of them at the very same moment said, I'll throw a rock. Yeah, you could throw a rock and get in the car, but you break out the windshield. That is not the way I want you to get in my car. If I give you a key, what does that give you? It gives you access into the automobile. Am I right or am I wrong? Some of you are still thinking rocks, so come on and stand with me. Put the rocks back in your purses. We're going to finish up the 92nd Psalm. This is a message that will help you to grow.
I will not be overcome.